Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Okay, let's talk gardening with Gavin. Hello, Gavin. How are you this afternoon?
Hello, Brent. Better than I have been, put it that way.
That's good. Good to have you back.
Yes. It's been a rough couple of weeks. I was always, as a kid, very prone to getting chest infections, and whenever I get a cold or a flu, it turns straight into a chest infection, and then it's just cough for at least a week afterwards.
Nothing worse, is there?
No, not at all. Now, can I just say too, we were talking a few weeks ago about your problem with your kangaroos and wallabies.
Yeah.
Eating your roses.
Yes.
Now, have you seen a product called Deter?
No, I haven't.
Okay, now I've been doing a bit of research into this.
Yeah.
Now, this stuff gets some fantastic reviews. It's not actually a poison. You use it on the perimeters.
Right.
It's like a powder that you mix with warm water to dissolve it, wait for it to go cold, and then spray it. And as the name suggests, it's incredibly good with rabbits, possums, wallabies, rats, mice, all the different rodents, and even birds. Very good as a perimeter. It won't hurt plants. You can actually spray the plants. You can spray the perimeter of a property. But very, very good. And as I said, it gets some great reviews from people, professional rose gardens and things that are trying to keep insects and, or not insects, but animals, all those sorts of things, possums out of their garden. Do me a favour and look into it. You can get, in nurseries tend to carry little 100-gram containers, which treats all of 120 square metres,
right,
which is okay if you've got a courtyard.
Yep.
Yeah. Or I've had people buy it for possums in their roofs, and they'll get up into the roof cavity and spray the roof cavity, and never do they see a possum again.
Okay.
But it does also come in kilo containers, and I have seen it online in kilo containers for people with properties where they want to do it as a surround on their fence line to keep everything out. Yeah, and I was thinking it would be worth looking into for that sort of a problem.
It sure would be. So you can spray the roses with it?
We can spray anything with it, yes. Roses, fences, as I said, in the roof cavity, all sorts of places like that. It's not really a poison. It certainly can't hurt plants. It can't hurt really anything it touches. And it doesn't hurt the animals. But it does work on their sense of smell.
Right.
It does work on their noses. But it doesn't actually harm them. So, yeah, all those people, it does not harm these animals. They are fine to wander around. They just won't wander into your patch.
So spell it for me.
It's a D, and then it's got a stroke, T-E-R. Animal and bird repellent. I've had people I've seen it on these people with these reviews saying they've used it for cockies coming in and eating their plants.
Right.
You know, when you get too many of them in one go and they raid your garden, it works for those. It'll keep all that sort of thing out.
I wonder if it works for birds on glass pool fences that crap all over your glass pool fence.
I don't know about that, but it certainly gets a lot of very good reviews, and I was thinking about you, and I was thinking about your problem, and I thought, now, if I was going to try anything, spray around the perimeters, all the entrances, around those roses, it would be worth doing and just see what happens.
Okay, thank you for that. I know my wife will be listening, and she's already taken notes.
Yeah. I think it would be definitely worth it.
Fantastic, thank you. Let's talk about, it's the best time, it's August 2, and it's the best time to get your vegetable garden ready for all those lovely, healthy summer vegetables that you like to eat.
Yes, well, it's always an August thing with nurseries, that August is, for us, is classed as changeover month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the month where we change over from looking quite wintry at the beginning of August to quite springified by the end of August, if that's a word. And that's what we work on every year. Now, some years, like this year, it's going to be early. Like, I'm feeling spring in the air already. Now, gardens are probably a week or two separate from us because, let's face it, most plants work on soil temperature, not air temperature. So even though the days can be wonderful and warm, while ever you're getting cold nights or chilly nights, that soil temperature will still stay fairly cold. Mm-hmm. So you've got to think, so it's usually sometime in August where that all changes, and that's why nurseries always use August as that changeover month. Now, this year, as I said, it looks like things are going to be a bit early, but now is the time, being the first week of August, to get those gardens ready. Now, in particular, the veggie garden, because everybody loves summer vegetables. They all love to grow salad vegetables, things like lettuce and cucumber and tomatoes, and they're all starting to turn up in stores already, but you do need to get that ground ready. You can't just plonk them in the ground that you've had your veggies in for the last 12 months, because of course there won't be much goodness left in it, because what you take out of the ground as far as leaves and things that you want to eat has all been taken up by what's in the ground. So the best thing you can do between crops and at the start of a new season is add lots of fabulous things into the ground. Things like planting compost and cow manure, and then that fabulous product that I love, the 5-in-1 compost. Dig them all in. Leave the ground to sort of loose and air out for maybe up to 10 days, mm-hmm. and then rake it and plant into that. Even for the fact of a lovely sprinkling of dolomite or lime is always a great idea between crops. So I tend to tell people, try and do that at least twice a year. Once when you're putting in all your summer veggies, and once at the other end of the season in autumn around Easter, when you're putting in all the winter veggies. And that's a really, really good idea. So now, being the weather starting to warm up through the day, even though the soil temperature might be a little bit cool, by the time the next, say, 7 to 10 days has gone past, that should have warmed up enough that you can then start to plant all your summer veggies. So get in all those mixtures, the old-fashioned compost bin. And the idea is the more different things you can add to it, especially, and I'm always a big one for organic materials, the better, because what you put into it, is, as I always say, is what you get out of it at the other end. And you will always grow better veggies if you can prepare the ground first.
What will this warm weather do to mm-hmm. other plants? I mean, particularly over the weekend, I mean, we had 24 and 25 degrees in the Hunter Valley, and one would imagine the plants would start to say, hang on a tick, it's time to wake up.
Correct, and that's exactly what's happening. There are plants, our beautiful deciduous trees, our flowering prunus, flowering plums and flowering peaches are all starting to bud up. I've got here, I'm sitting down at the Arimba store looking at our grevilleas in pots that are all coming into flower. There is masses of buds on them everywhere. They think it's spring. Everybody thinks it's spring. I have this funny feeling that everything is going to be early this year. I think spring is early. I think, unfortunately, for me included, summer's going to be early.
Yeah,
I have a feeling that all the seasons are now speeding up, leading to this, well, what's supposed to be quite a dry, hot summer. But yes, you're exactly right. Everything is waking up. As the soil temperature gets a bit warmer, even more things. Basically, I think the August is going to be the new September, and I think they're going to continue on along like that. I think summer is going to be very early this year, which will certainly be a shock to a lot of people, because, of course, they've got used to the last couple couple where summer hasn't started till after Christmas.
Yeah, true. And I don't know about you. I've said for a while now, it seems as though in Australia now, we really only have two seasons, and that is when it's really bloody hot or mild. So we've got summer and we've sort of got mild weather. Because, look, there were the odd days that were cool this winter, but most of it wasn't. I mean, today there's a story out. There were so many areas in Australia that for July, it was the hottest July on record ever.
It was the nights that were cold.
True.
I think that's in June and July. I think from my own experience, it's been very, very chilly overnight and very cold nights. Some areas of the Hunter have woken up to 2 and 3 degrees and a lot of frost on the ground. But then the day is almost like spring.
Yeah, yeah.
Even in the last week at home, the nights are still cold enough where you pull the doona up, but the days, you've got a T-shirt on.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So it's been a lot like that. And if they work on overall daytime temperatures, I know that they said most of the areas have been quite a warm winter, although the nights have been cold. And I think the problem with that now is once the nights get warmer, if you look at some of those temperatures they were getting overseas, they were like 26 degrees overnight and 44 through the day.
Yeah,
and I think, well, I don't really want to think we're going to get something like that. And with all those people are wanting water, I think the best thing you can possibly do now is keep your tanks as full as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I said this afternoon, you only need to drive around Newcastle at the moment and look at the medium strips and how dry and brown they are. I know it's winter and grass browns off, but it's just it's really bad because there has really not been a lot of rain in months now.
No, and even this weekend, they only expect a few mil each day,
yeah.
Even if it turns up. And last time they forecast 3 days of wet weather, we ended up with one.
That's right.
By the time the next day came around, by about 10 o'clock in the morning, the sun was back out again and all the cloud had burned off, and it's like, well, that's the end of that.
Tell me about the most popular vegetables that people are buying to plant. What's the most popular?
Well, coming into the warmer weather now, tomatoes.
Right.
And let's face it, there's so many different varieties. There's like 15 or 16 different varieties on the market these days. There's a tomato basically for everybody. There's a tomato for pots called a pot tom. Has a thicker, shorter stem so that it'll stand up on its own and not need a huge big stake. There's, of course, traditional early ones. The Apollo and the Gros Lizzie are still going to be the most popular tomatoes you can possibly put in. They are tall ones. They will definitely need a stake. They will grow at least 2 meters tall, but you will get fabulous tomatoes off them. There's the good old yellow low-acid ones for those people that have tummy issues like I do. There's little ones. There's of course, the little cherry tomatoes, which is always going to be a favorite, especially as far as kids go. There is a great one now called a grape tomato, which is like a cherry tomato, but the size and shape of a grape, which again is a very popular one with the kids, because it's really just a red grape. So that's always a good one. If you want to encourage the littlies to eat some veggies, that's a good one. Cucumbers. Cucumbers are always going to be a popular one. And of course, you can now buy one called patio cucumber, which of course, unlike normal cucumbers, doesn't run for miles all through the garden. So again, it's a good one for those people that may have, say, like a veggie pot or a raised garden where they don't have a lot of room to have it running all over the place. Grow this little snack size cucumber. It's a really good one. What else have we got? Oh, your lettuce, of course, are going to be a perennial favourite. And so is silver beet. It always surprises me how much silver beet actually sells. You know, we sell an awful amount of it. I think it's because it's so easy to grow. You can just put it in, forget about it, cut those stems off when you're ready to eat it, and boil it up. It just seems to be very, very popular. But by far, out the front would always be tomatoes. It's always a really good ripper of a seller right throughout the whole season because, of course, if you get tomatoes in early enough, you can get a second season out of them by putting in a second lot around Christmas and then get a whole batch of new tomatoes right through January, February, March, April. So you can really extend that season right out just by getting some of these things in nice and early.
And they're all available at Lee Rowan's Garden World. It's time for the plug.
They most certainly are. Now, here at the moment, I'm at the Arimba store, which is on the freeway going towards Sydney. It's actually been quite a drizzly morning, but it's cleared up to be a lovely afternoon. Lovely place to be. And also our head office is 381 Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay, bottom end of Hillsborough Road at the Warners Bay end.
And you've got all of those tomatoes and cucumbers and all sorts of things available, including...
We certainly do.
You've got, if people just want to buy the small packet of Deter, they can buy that from you, can they?
You most certainly can. I've got it in front of me. It retails for around about the $12 mark for the 100 grams. That 100 grams treats 120 square meters. And it's look, if you read anything about it, it is a very, very good product, and it's worth giving it a go.
Fantastic. We will. Always good to talk to you. Glad to have you back. Look forward to talking to you next Wednesday.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Thank you, mate. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brant.
That's Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.